Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, September 18th. Someone in Gray County is $40 million richer. The OLG says two tickets won the record-breaking $80 million jackpot in last night's Lottomax draw, and one of them was sold in Gray County. A couple of pets have been reunited with their owner after they were snatched during a break-and-enter in Kincardine. The OPP say it happened Sunday morning at a residence along Bruce Road 20. Police say the victim's dog and cat were taken from the home during the break-in, but a suspect was later arrested and the animals located and brought back home. A 49-year-old Kincardine man faces several charges. A new housing development proposed in Durham. It will be built on more than 6 acres of vacant land near Gray Road 4 and Concession 1. The plan includes a mix of semi-detached and townhouse units, as well as a condo building. Some residents voiced concerns about the removal of trees and other issues at a recent public meeting, but West Gray Council asked staff this week to bring a bylaw for a zoning change to allow the development to move ahead. Saugeen Shores continues to look for help to deal with the erosion of its historic Pioneer Cemetery in Southampton. It's located at the top of the slope along the Saugeen River in the northeast part of town. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says the graves will fall into the river as erosion continues, and the town wants to move them to a safer site.
Which is a process, as you can imagine, that is really complicated and something that has to be handled very delicately.
Representatives from the town have been meeting over the past year with a few provincial ministries trying to secure funding to address the issue. The Owen Sound Library is hosting a fire safety chat this afternoon. The city's fire prevention officer, Greg Nickel, will be on hand from 2 until 4 to provide tips and answer questions. On the national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's minority government could face a non-confidence vote next week. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has vowed to bring forward a non-confidence motion at the first chance he had, and that's going to be next Tuesday. The schedule for next week will be confirmed in the House of Commons tomorrow. The Conservatives would need support from the NDP and Bloc Québécois to topple the government. The NDP has pledged to evaluate each motion on a case-by-case basis, while the Bloc expects the Liberals to provide something in exchange for its support. Meanwhile, a video of NDP leader Jagmeet Singh confronting a man who insulted him on Parliament Hill is making the rounds on social media.
Was it you or not?
If it was me, I'd admit it.
What'd you say then?
I didn't say nothing. It wasn't me. It was a gentleman behind me, I guess.
Who is it then? Point it out.
I have no idea who it was, buddy.
My word. You sure it's not you?
No.
100%. You're a coward. You're not going to say it to my face. That's what's up.
Parliament Hill security officers were standing nearby but did not intervene. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a slightly higher open this morning as investors await a long-awaited rate cut from the U.S. Federal Reserve today. Yesterday, it was a mixed close. The Dow closed slightly lower, 15 points to 41,606. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up slightly, while the TSX was down 24 points to 23,677. Bitcoin down a half percentage point this morning to around 59,900 US. The price of oil is also lower at just over $70.25 per barrel, while gold's trading slightly higher a half percentage point, $2,610 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 73.65 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Blue Jays' final road trip of the season started with a 13-8 loss to Texas. Bo Bichette was back in the lineup for the first time in 2 months and went 2-for-5 with an RBI. Dalton Varsho and Will Wagner are injured and have been shut down for the rest of the season. Detroit won again, defeating Kansas City. Royals' Bobby Witt stole a base to become the first shortstop in history with multiple seasons of at least 30 homers and 30 steals. He also leads the majors with a .331 batting average. Shohei Ohtani homered in the Dodgers' loss to the Marlins. Ohtani needs 2 homers and 2 stolen bases in 11 games to record the first 50-50 season. And if you noticed, some of the Maple Leaf signage was missing an O lately. That mystery's been revealed. The team will have Oreo as a helmet sponsor this season. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack hit the ice for their first home game of the preseason tonight. They host the Barrie Colts at the Bayshore at 7 p.m. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. That's RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Another beautiful sunny day with a high of 28, then clear sky tonight and a low of 12, and more sunshine tomorrow and Friday with highs in the mid-20s.